Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports.
All right, James on the email here. Got married in Vegas 21 years ago.
Saw that, yeah.
Yeah, still intact. Went through the drive-thru chapel, chose the fat Elvis impersonator.
Yeah.
Took an hour from license to wedding, $295, including limo drive from the hotel and back.
Perfect.
And then, Kent got married on 9/11, so he'd never forget.
Reason to celebrate every year.
Yeah.
It's a sad day. And
it was a sad day.
Empire, I'm going to start with Olympics.
Yeah, we've been trying to muster up some excitement. Earlier in the show, we talked about watching it 2 or 3 minutes here and there, but I'm not a winter sport guy, so it really doesn't matter to me. So, and Craig said we should feel bad.
Why?
He doesn't feel bad either. Craig avoids it too. I just don't even stop on it half the time.
You know, we were talking about the alpine skiers. There was alpine skiing on. That's those crazy sons. They're going like almost 70 miles an hour. That's impressive.
No, it is. But you never know. They win by a hundredth of a second, so it isn't like you know who's better than the guy.
Like, oh, that was a bad run.
And I like the idea of the racing, but you're just asking for an accident.
Oh, they're all dead.
I think
four guys going down at once on alpine.
That'd be great.
That'd be kamikaze. That'd be great. Let's do it. Let's like make the XFL of alpine skiing.
It was a really wide.
No, the same size one, all four.
No, you're asking for a wreck. Yes,
I'm asking for a wreck.
Because they would be that close. They would be drafting off each other like NASCAR.
They'd be wrecking. It'd be great.
Add a little excitement.
Yeah, put a bunch of pads on the side and go for it, man.
No, but wrecks at 70 miles an hour kill people.
Yeah.
Fair. Maybe they could do it in the half pipe or something like that. Just throw four guys in the half pipe and they got to execute their tricks around each other.
That'd be kind of cool. They might
die. Combat half pipe.
No, they do that with snowboarders.
Yeah, but that's a cool race.
Yeah.
That's a cool sport. Four guys going down racing. I like that.
Because they put some bumps on that course.
Yes.
They're not just flying.
It's not just all downhill.
They're not just flying downhill.
But they're turning and flying. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah.
Like the alpine skiers are. I suppose you could do that. You could slow the alpine skiers down a little bit, like they do with the snowboarders.
Get them down to 60 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys are nuts. It's Shaun White. He's probably, I don't know, is it fair to say he's America's Winter Olympics golden boy, even though he didn't win a gold last Winter Olympics?
He didn't win last year.
No.
Yeah.
No, he was fourth, but he had gold in 06 and 10.
He wins everything, yeah.
He's probably the most recognizable one. Certainly the one with the most sponsors.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Yeah. And he'll be all over it tonight, going for gold again. And we already missed this. I'm kind of bummed. At least I did. Anastasia Brizgalova. Did you watch any curling?
No.
This
20. Oh, yeah. I posted a picture. I'll put a picture of her up.
This is her?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's hot. She's 25 years old.
Last week we pointed out some
hot picture of her.
This is the same one we were talking about earlier, but Petey got here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Is there a picture of her now?
Yeah. I put a link up.
And there was a Danish curler we talked about last week, too, that was also very
good looking gal.
Yeah.
Yeah. 25 year old. Unfortunately, she's married and their time in the Olympics is over, so we don't really get to see her anymore.
Oh, I see her. Oh, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, it shows her in a bikini, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She ain't scared.
Right. But she lives forever on our Facebook page.
Yes.
Yeah. She's curling that.
I guess she took a spill, too, in their bronze medal match.
Oh, I'm sure she went deck. And she hurt her knee for like a split second. And she was fine because it's curling, which is not 90 miles an hour.
Is that a common? What is the most common curling injury?
Sore back.
Boredom.
Hangover.
Yeah. Hangover. I was going to say broken wrists from slipping on the ice.
Yeah, but
lack of interest.
But they're pretty good at not slipping.
I would like to try curling
sometime.
That looks
fun. I would too.
It's my kind of leisure sport. Yeah, there,
me too.
I think.
Me too.
Yeah.
Let's see. Muscular skeletal. I don't know how to say that.
Arthritis.
Musculoskeletal pain.
We'll rub it for.
Hey.
Yeah. Knee, back, and shoulder.
Man.
Those are the most common curling injuries.
It's like living.
Because you're sore.
Those are living's most common injuries.
It's just being alive.
Yeah. L-I-V-I-N.
It's not like any of them are crashing. You know, these are injuries that happen over a period of time.
And they see that rock coming for like 10 seconds before they can move out of the way.
Yeah, maybe get their finger caught between two of them.
Oh, yeah.
I smashed my finger.
We had a question earlier if, there's just one person that specializes in throwing the rock.
I think there are specializations, but I don't know. I don't know.
I thought they took turns.
And by the way, we've never checked, and that means we don't care. Because we could check ourselves.
I think it's on the USFL
blog.
And by
the way, if we didn't get one car email about it, apparently the audience doesn't care
either. No, apparently not.
All right.
And but so I thought for sure
Petey's got a vlog, right? Yeah. I mentioned earlier we got a vlog going now.
There's a curling club in the town we broadcast.
They don't care.
Oh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They had Olympic trials.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At the local curling club.
Yeah. About that. Couple birthdays today. Won't play who's older or who's taller.
Good.
Unless you want to.
I don't do that.
Coach K, 71 years old today.
All right.
And Randy Moss, 41 years old today.
Okay, we know who's
taller.
Nope, we're not playing. Not playing.
Push.
I think Randy Moss is taller.
I think he is,
I'll play in that one.
Yeah.
Jim McMahon, former Bears quarterback, that great 85 Bears team.
Yes.
With coached by the Ditka, not the Ditkas, but the Ditka.
The original Ditka.
Yep. D. Ditka. Now, remember in that game, Walter Payton didn't score a touchdown in that Super Bowl. They won 46-10. But
he didn't score in that game. I didn't know.
But the Fridge did.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Right? Yeah. Big William Refrigerator Perry.
A short run, 1 yarder or something.
Yep, little 1 yard plunge. And this has, often been brought up around Walter Payton. Walter Payton wanted to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Didn't get to. He died
because
he was out of the league anyway. Yeah. So, it's not like that stopped him from it.
No.
But everyone often wondered why Ditka did that. And last week, Jim McMahon was on a radio show and was thrown out an idea by whoever the host was talking about. Look, the idea is that at that time, Super Bowl props, as we know them now, were kind of in their infancy, but they did exist. There were places to bet on odd things in the Super Bowl, like will the Fridge score a touchdown?
Yeah, because he was
the
most famous lineman in that game.
Yeah, and he had scored a couple, I think, during the regular season or something. They had used him. So the betting opened at 50-1, moved as high to 75-1, and then all of a sudden it was down to 5-1. So all of a sudden it had. People put big money in at 75-1, apparently, and drove it down to 5-1.
Right.
So it's pretty likely he was going to do it. Now, rumor had it that Ditka was upset with Vegas bookmakers for making the Bears an underdog in some games that season. So he
wanted to lose.
No, not necessarily. He just was mad at Vegas. So there is a theory that he put in a bet that the Fridge would score in that Super Bowl, which was a large bet, which was part of what helped push it down to 5-1.
Okay.
When Jim McMahon was presented this story, he said, quote, "I think he made a bet. I'm not positive, but I know he likes to gamble. Everybody likes to gamble every once in a while. I'm sure he probably put some money down
looking
on that
at
one."
The Fridge, I'm the rookie. I may be loved, but I'm no dumb cookie.
Nice.
I like that. Pete Rose got banned for baseball for betting on his own team.
Right.
It's whatever.
Right. Yeah.
So if Bart Giamatti was the commissioner of football,
Ditka would have been out.
He'd be gone.
Right. No Hall of Fame for the Ditka.
Hall of Fame for the Ditka.
I appreciate Jim McMahon's honesty,
I like
though.
Him.
You know what I mean?
I like, he doesn't care.
He don't care,
he
man.
He does about.
He's high and barefoot, man. Mm-hmm. Good role model.
In the morning.
I don't know if you read into Johnny Manziel's appearance on Good Morning America. You probably saw it on
it.
Headlines.
I heard about it, but I missed it.
No, I heard he's bipolar.
He's got bipolar disorder. He's been taking cocaine and alcohol medication to address the situation.
I was going to say, we were in bipolar and we did cocaine and alcohol. It was just called a couple years.
Well, we became bipolar. just for that moment.
Is he on the apology tour to try to get back in the NFL?
That's what it looks like. He says he's sober. He's realized the error in his ways.
He ain't going to be in the NFL.
I don't think so either. He's not even going to be in the CFL.
No.
The Michael Vick experience now includes a paid-in-full portion of the program. A judge closed the case on his more than $17 million he owed his creditors. Paid them all back.
Get more credit for that.
Paid them all back.
He really should, because he took a lot of crap for killing dogs, which he should have. Mm-hmm. Spent time in prison. But he paid his debts.
Has paid his debts.
Unlike Peterson, who said, what's the loan? Oh, you're supposed to pay those back?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't pay all of that back, do I?
And he paid a lot of debts back. A lot of guys filed for bankruptcy for a lot less money. Nah, he had money to get back in the league and do it, but still, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, he made $50 million when he was back in the league after filing that Chapter 11 or whatever.
But it really seems like his story is one of those rare cases where prison did rehabilitate
him. Right,
yeah, because they sent him to badass prison.
They did, man. Leavenworth.
He was in Leavenworth.
He went to Leavenworth. Yeah. He went to federal prison.
Yeah, he was quarterback of the Mean Machine for two seasons.
I think they played him at running back. They weren't happy with his game preparation. Yeah. But they wanted him on the field.
Yeah. But the guy really turned his life around after he got out of prison.
Well, like I said, but he still could have turned his life around and not paid those bills and just filed for bankruptcy.
For sure.
But he didn't. He actually paid.
Yeah. Case closed. And from the NCAA is not a business file. University of Missouri running a promotion where they're giving away bobblehead of Drew Locke. That's the pork.
It's a bobblehead. Remember that commercial?
The bobblehead.
We're the bobblehead. We have the bobblehead museum here in Wisconsin. Remember that guy? It was a TV commercial, wasn't it? Or radio?
Yeah, it was a radio.
Radio commercial. Yeah. You probably heard it where. Bobblehead.
Drew Locke is their quarterback there. He came back for his senior year.
Now?
This is at Missouri.
Oh, Missouri, okay.
Yeah, he came back because there's, five other quarterbacks that'll probably go in the first round of the draft, so he's waiting on next year. But the University of Missouri is putting this promotion where you can get a Drew Locke bobblehead if you renew your season tickets by April.
Bobblehead. Right.
Now, I don't think athletes at these sports should be paid any more than they already are. Yeah. At college football, specifically college basketball, they're paid enough. They're compensated more than we'll ever understand, right? But in this case, where they're giving away a specific bobblehead,
and he's still on the field,
still on the team,
you're right?
That to me, this one seems a little bit out of line with all the things that are.
I was reading
an
article in the local rag on Sunday, and it was talking about some ex-Huskers that as soon as they're done playing, and they mentioned one of the dudes, I can't remember his name. Somebody can fill me in on that. He's a pretty good, pretty decent linebacker recently. Just got done with his senior season. He had. 20 or so game-worn jerseys, just a bunch of different stuff he had. And he said, he thought to himself, all I need is a helmet, I got a ball, and a Letterman jacket. He goes, I don't need all this other stuff, but I need some money. So he put it all on Craigslist or eBay or something. He got sold it all, made like $7,000. And they talk about a lot of ex-hustlers do that to make some cash. I don't blame them.
It's their stuff
at that point. It's their stuff.
Yeah, and they don't need the eligibility.
The headline in the article says, some people don't like it, and I didn't even read their screw you. These guys, let them make the money.
Right. Yeah. They're not playing anymore.
They're not playing. And it's the only law. They cannot sell their stuff until they're actually done.
Until they're done.
He said the only reason he was called out, because he did it publicly, a lot of these, he says he knows lots of players that do it privately. They find guys that want it. Sure, I'll sell it to you. Here's how much.
Yeah, here you go.
And there's always Husker geeks. We know them.
Yeah. Somebody wants that in the basement.
Yes, you bet.
Just go to some booster and. Yeah, they'd be glad to take it
and
off your
hands.
And find somebody.
Spend money for it, right?
Yeah, the same guy that gave you the bag of cash when you signed
when
up.
When you signed up.
We'll give you more cash for the jersey
after you
graduate.
I got no problem for that.
No. It's their stuff.
Yeah, it is their stuff.
It's their stuff.
No. Yeah, you give it all to the guy who gave you a car.
Yeah.
Game-worn jerseys is what people really want right now.
Even like all their other miscellaneous apparel
could
be sold for thousands of dollars. Literally.
Apparently it is.
I mean, they're getting $200 sweatpants,
I think volleyball shorts could go for big money.
Used?
You have to outbid me
game
for
worn.
That. Of course it'd be game
right,
worn.
Game worn.
You have to outbid me for that, Todd.
No, he meant his volleyball shorts.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
How do you know they're game worn?
He meant 18 to 22-year-old volleyball girls.
Yeah, we'd need a...
That'd be a creepy sight, wouldn't it?
A certificate to prove that they're game-worn.
And not washed. Game-worn.
Game-worn, unwashed.
Volleyball shorts. Hey, that's a huge sport in this state. They love their college volleyball here.
A lot.
I know you're thinking it's creepy, oh, but remember, we're talking about adult women, 18 and up.
How many of those you figure get lost in volleyball short raids, though?
Or that dude that stole Tom Brady's jerseys sniffing around, pardon the pun.
That'd be funny. If you go to some dude's Husker basement, and he's got a framed volleyball shorts up.
He keeps them unframed so he can sniff them whenever.
Yeah. They're just tight. They're like just on the wall with darts on them.
Or at a temperature controlled. I want to preserve the integrity of the game worn briefs.
I'm hoping that Puss has a volleyball player on the line right now. And she's
offering us to sell her shorts.
Ready to offer up her shorts.
Oh, my God. It's pretty brutal, but I like it. I like it, Todd. I like it.
This day in 1971.
Yeah, what happened?
Spiro Agnew, vice president at the time, clipped three spectators at the Bob Hope Desert Classic. This is a golf event.
He was the vice president at the time, yeah.
With his first two shots, one woman taken to the hospital, later released.
And I'm laughing with Spiro in this situation, because that'd be me.
Well, I saw on
clipping
Sunday.
Some dude looking out.
I think it was Sunday. Jordan Spieth just about got hit by Ray Romano sculled one out of a sand trap on the previous hole. Yep. And Jordan Spieth was on the tee.
He had to duck.
Came flying by him. He had to get out of the way.
You were mentioning the Super Bowl, or actually football there earlier in Huskers. Danny Noonan is a friend. His son's playing the same basketball team my son plays on. So I've gotten to know him. He's a pretty good dude. But he played for the Cowboys in the 80s and Green Bay for like one season. And I asked him about the Super Bowl. I said, you watch it? We were talking about the Super Bowl. And he told me that, yes, when the Cowboys played the Eagles in the 80s at Old Vet Stadium, he talked about the turf, first of all.
The concrete.
And it was like an inch down. It's like a 2-inch level.
Painted green, basically.
That. Yeah. And he said and the seams sometimes were 2 inches down. But he said that Eagle fans are getting bad rap because I said they're horrible. And he knows I'm from back east. I said they're horrible. And he goes, oh, yeah, we had to, when the games would, at halftime, we'd go in, we'd wear our helmets the whole way in and out.
Because they were throwing batteries?
Batteries in snowballs. Yep. They played there a couple times with snow games. Oh, and the batteries in the snowball.
Wow.
So the snowballs would come down at the Cowboys, and they'd wear helmets. He said you'd always wear your helmet in and out at Vet Stadium.
Wow.
Yeah.
The old battery
and that's
in the snowball.
That's straight from the horse's mouth. I mean, he actually played the game. You know?
Sure.
That's Cowboy Danny Noonan, not Caddyshack.
Right.
Danny Noonan.
Good point.
Danny Noonan.
I didn't even think about that.
Didn't he go to Nebraska?
Noonan.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Great player there. Yeah,
I thought so.
You bet. Yeah. I think he was a high draft pick.
Yeah, he was a great ball player, yeah.
No, Danny Noonan, the golfer. I think also
did he
went
go to
Nebraska.
Golf scholarship.
There was talk of that anyway.
I totally forgot that, said Noonan. He must have hated that.
Noonan.
I never thought about that.
Tiger Woods will be trying to avoid the Spiro Agnew clipping the spectators. He's in the field this week at Riviera, the L.A. Open. Yep. Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson there as well.
I finally saw the clip of Jordan Spieth.
Oh, with somebody.
It was Ray Romano that skulled.
Yes.
They said it was a skull bunker shot.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. What's Ray? Okay.
he's
a good golfer, too, man.
Yeah.
Golf is hard.
Well, out of the bunker, it is hard.
Yeah, he had a bad one out of a bunker.
But you can see, Jordan, he's lined up, getting ready to hit that shot, and then he just ducks out of the way, looking around. Like, what
did
the
Ray
hell?
Yell four? Four.
No, I didn't hear any noise.
I didn't hear the audio. I just saw the video.
But he was aware.
All right, obviously.
He was aware there was a projectile coming in. And that's the part the pros hate about the pro-ams.
Yeah.
I know.
It shouldn't be like Beirut when they're trying to golf.
Right.
Warm thoughts, pitchers and catchers mostly reporting by tomorrow.
Yeah.
A couple baseball stories that are not about baseball at all. Esteban Loaiza, you might remember him, pitched for the White Sox for a while.
What'd he do?
Two-time All-Star.
Guy made like
around for 14 years.
Made millions of dollars in Major League Baseball.
millions of dollars. He was pulled over the other day near San Diego, I believe, for what they called a minor traffic violation. That's when police found a, quote, sophisticated aftermarket compartment used to conceal contraband. So this is like some add-on to his vehicle where he could, you know, hide drugs or things like that.
How much cocaine?
So they got a search warrant for his house. And they found, what was it, 40, over 20 kilo of heroin / coke.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
He can't claim personal use?
I don't think so. He's got three felonies on this thing here.
That's not standard equipment on most vehicles.
No, it's not.
I think you got to go to a specialty shop to get those, to get that option.
How long has he been retired? How old a guy is he?
He had a 14-year career. He's probably been out 5 years or
okay.
so.
Right.
They were figuring he was moving about $500,000, half a mil at a time, out of his house, out of his residence.
Where'd
so they
live,
caught him on a down day.
Again? I'm sorry.
I think this is near San Diego.
Okay, yeah, I saw him.
So there's some border patrol stuff there.
I think I saw him in a Dodger uniform. He actually played for the Dodgers a little bit.
I think
didn't
so too.
He?
Yep.
Yeah, and he got pulled over because he had a brake light out.
Yeah, I don't see the reason. It just says minor traffic violation.
Always
Hispanic in a
rules.
Car. Hispanic in a car. Happens to be a baseball player.
See. Breaking the law.
I'm wearing my Dodger hat all the time, that dude.
See.
Always follow the rules.
Is that the correct verbiage, Craig? Always follow the rules when you're breaking the law?
Yes.
Breaking the law.
And I'm thankful, you know, in the United States, we don't hear of these kind of stories, but a 72-year-old mom of a Pirates catcher, Elias Diaz.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a backup or if he plays a lot.
Yeah, he's good.
But he's from Venezuela. His mom is still in Venezuela, and she's now safe again 3 days after she was abducted in Venezuela.
These guys make so much money, and then they kidnap their whole families.
Yeah, and here's where it even takes another little right turn. The Venezuelan police found out her whereabouts, went and got her. Six people under arrest, five of whom Venezuelan police.
Really?
Because
they're making $4 a day.
Right.
They're
horrible.
That's
so
horrible.
Five of the six abductors were actually on the Venezuelan police force. And the Venezuelan police were actually who went and found her and got her out.
It's like there have
man
been
on fire, man.
Other instances of players in Venezuela who've gotten kidnapped. They go home.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
So she's safe. 72-year-old
good.
Mom is safe.
Good.
NBA news. The Warriors are good.
Yep.
44-13 at this point, and they're bored heading into the All-Star break. So Steve Kerr, their coach, has taken an interesting approach last night during timeouts. he didn't coach.
Have him shoot left-handed?
That might be next. That might be next.
All your jump shots should be left-handed, unless you're left-handed.
Then you got to shoot with your right. Man.
Exactly.
Yes. During timeouts, he just let the players coach. He just sat back, and
they
rotated. Andre Iguodala, Draymond Green were two of the people that stepped up with the clipboard.
One thing that sport has a problem with is that you know who's going to be win. I mean, granted, there's two or three teams that have a shot, but that's it.
Yeah.
That is it.
This experiment with letting the players coach during timeouts, I don't know about the results. He might do it again. They won by 46 points.
Man, who did they play?
They won by 46 points.
Somebody bad.
Yeah. At what point are you running
they played
the risk?
The Suns.
What point are you running the risk of saying to management, I'm not necessary?
Yeah, you're right.
Fire me.
Or I'm not worth that kind of cash.
Yeah, whatever.
He's a high-paid coach.
Yeah, he is.
This is the time of year that the NBA doesn't seem to give a rat's ass.
Yeah, just get to the break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Craig Stuttering musical montage? The Opera Guy is 41% right now. ZZ Top is 45%.
Ooh.
2%, excuse me. And Minnie Riperton is 17%. It's on the Twitter poll
it's
right
kind
now.
Kind of a right. Neck and neck.
Top two, anyway.
Yeah, between ZZ and the Opera Guy.
I agree. I don't know which way to go on that.
That's 350 votes already. It's good to know people are as bored as we are. Thank you, Payday.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.